Greetings all, this is Archdeacon West, and because all our services have been cancelled from March 15th, I've decided to provide a reflection on the Gospels. So this is a reflection on the Gospel for the third Sunday in Lent, taken from John chapter 4, verses 4 to 42. The story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman. The reflection is entitled, A Ministry of Reconciliation. Jesus was tasked with reconciling all things to God. Paul in Colossians chapter 1 verse 20 affirms that through Christ, God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. While Jesus made the supreme act of reconciliation on the cross, during his ministry of teaching, preaching, and healing, he also carried out very important and significant acts of reconciliation. Mathurad Swami, in his book Reconciliation, the Archbishop of Canterbury's Lent book for 2019, stated that reconciliation in its widest sense is about relationship, not only mending broken relationships, but also creating new relationships where there are none at all. In his encounter with the Samaritan woman at the well, Jesus not only empowered her to mend her broken relationship with the people of her village, but also enabled her to have a new and lasting relationship with God. Jews and Samaritans did not get along. The Samaritans understood themselves as the direct descendants of the tribe of Ephraim and Manasseh, who purportedly survived the destruction of the northern kingdom of Israel by the Assyrian Empire in 722 BC. The Jews had another idea. The Jewish account was different. The Samaritans were actually displaced pagan people who were resettled in Samaria by the Assyrians. These displaced people adopted the practices of Israelite worship, yet they continued to worship their gods as well. Thus, the Samaritans regarded themselves as true Israelites, while the Jews viewed them as worse than pagans. Over the centuries, violent clashes only added to the hostility between the two groups. It was therefore unheard of for Jews and Samaritans to have conversations. Far more, for a Jewish man to sit and have a conversation and make a request of a Samaritan woman. The woman came out to the well at noon to collect water. Usually, water was collected in the cool of the morning, and it was usually a communal affair. The women of the village would come out, gather, and talk as they collected their daily supply of water. The fact that this woman came out at noon, the hottest part of the day, when no one was around, suggests that she is a marginalized member of the community. This was affirmed in her conversation with Jesus. Notice Jesus initiated the conversation by asking her for a drink, something unheard of in those days. A Jew would not dine with a Samaritan, let alone share her cup. The surprised woman adhered to the norm and questioned how a Jew could ask a drink of a woman of Samaria. Jesus responds by moving her focus from the physical or material to the spiritual, for reconciliation begins with a change of spirit. Jesus offers her living water. Many commentators note that Jesus did not offer himself as the living water or make an I am statement as he did on seven occasions in the Gospel of John. They point out that the living water of which Jesus speaks was not himself, though through Jesus, the living water, the Holy Spirit, which sustains life, would come to believers. The woman recognized Jesus as a prophet and is reconciled to God. She is advised that as far as worship is concerned, it is vital to worship in spirit and in truth. That is, focus on the how rather than the place. As she is reconciled to God, this woman becomes an evangelist to the Samaritans. She is reconciled with the community as they come to believe in Jesus. We are reminded that while there is a physical aspect of reconciliation, it begins with the Spirit. Our spirit in touch with God's Spirit. Only if our spirit is nurtured and nourished by the living water, which is the Holy Spirit, will we be able to engage in our ministry of reconciliation. It is only when we are able to worship in spirit and truth, we will be able, as disciples of Christ, to exercise our ministry of reconciliation. As we are challenged today to worship at home, for how long we do not know, let us not be daunted. Let us allow the living water of the Holy Spirit to sustain our spiritual lives. And even as we worship at home, let it be worship in spirit and in truth. As we continue as disciples of Christ today, our ministry of reconciliation. The Lord be with you.